Their records would show what became of this child.
They did, but the home wouldn't admit it. They lied about those records. I should have hired a lawyer and gone right into court, but in place of that I started making complaints to the authorities, and I suppose they were dilatory. You know how public officials can be at times. The district attorney was taking his vacation, and he stalled me along. I went back to New York and waited to hear from him. He wrote me a letter and seemed very pleased with himself. He said that thanks to my efforts, the Hidden Home Welfare Society had been put out of existence, that there had been previous complaints, and that I was to be congratulated on having saved my checks and all that sort of stuff. I went right back down to Louisiana and told him that wasn't what I wanted, that I wanted the child. He said I'd have to engage private counsel, that his office was concerned with the broader aspects of the case. Think of it! The broader aspects of the case! I could have choked him!
Rage glittered in her cold gray eyes. You employed private counsel? Mason asked.
I did. That's where I made my next mistake. It was too late for lawyers then. I should have employed good detectives. The lawyers took my money and puttered around. They said that the home had destroyed all of its records, fearing criminal prosecution, that it had scattered, as they said, to the four winds. Four winds, nothing! They simply moved to Colorado and started all over again under another name. That was something else I didn't know.
How did you finally get the information? Mason asked.
By persistence and a little luck, she said. One of the men who had been in their bookkeeping department had, of course, remembered the entire transaction because of the commotion I'd raised, finally got in touch with lawyers who in turn got in touch with me. They wanted to sell the information, of course.
What did you do? Mason asked.
I suppose I should have gone to the authorities, but I'd had a bitter dose of that medicine, so I paid through the nose and got the information.
Which shows? Mason asked.
The child was given the name of Burl. She was adopted by a Mr. and Mrs. Gaylord. They lived here in this city.
How long ago was that? Mason asked.
Within 2 months of the time I'd left the girl at the orphanage, the Gaylords came there looking for a child. They became completely infatuated with this girl. They insisted on having her. The home told them that she wasn't as yet free for adoption, but they felt...